This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a little business, grocery store, gas station, and you're having trouble with cashiers, have I got an answer for you? It's called Southwest Point of Sale. What does that mean to you? Well, you know, do like Walmart, Home Depot, Costco. Go self-checkout. It works. For the price of a new cash register, you can have the whole system installed with 7-day, 24-hour-a-day service. With over 150 years of service experience, these guys have been doing this for over 20 years. Jeff and Mark will be more than happy to come out. I've gone cross-country with Jeff. He takes phone calls wherever he's at, and he fixes more things online or on the phone than I could even imagine. So, if you want to move up, save some money, not have to deal with people, Southwest Point of Sale. Just go to www.southwestpos.com. And Black Forest Motorsports, if you've got a BMW Mini or a Porsche and you need a dealer alternative, check them out. Over 40 years experience. That's blackforestautomotive.com. Well, my dear, how are you today?
I'm okay.
You got a new puppy.
Yeah, I got about 2 hours of sleep. Fostering a puppy.
Doesn't your dogs ever sleep? Or did you just sit there and stare at it while it's in the crate?
A little bit of that, but just any time they would move, I'm like, do you need to go out and pee? Do you need to go out and pee? So trying to potty train.
Yeah.
It came to me knowing nothing except how to be cute.
I know nothing. I see nothing. I will eat everything.
I hope not. I was so lucky with my
first master. But that's a pretty cool breed.
What do you think it is?
It's got a little wire hair terrier in it. Yeah.
Maltese is what the mother was. I don't see it at all.
Oh, no, I don't see the Maltese.
Because all the siblings look like Maltese, yeah. And then there was that one.
All right, we need to talk about this over a beer, not beer.
No, because I'm flanked by guardian angels today.
Yes, you are. Oh, you're doing this. I see what you're doing. So you'll have that halo over number 37 next season.
Well, I feel it, regardless of whether they're in the studio or not.
They're a halo over
everybody.
Car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you got?
Well, we have a couple from the Barona Speedway Fire Rescue Crew. We have the leader of the pack and one of the fellows that stands on the back and hopefully
hangs on.
Yeah. We have Tom Hankel and Robert Baker in house today.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Get up a little closer to that mic. How long have you been doing this, Tom?
I've been doing it 40 years.
Say, so why did you start? What were you sitting in the stands saying, you know, I think I could do that? Or were you a fireman? I mean, what's the story?
Both. I sat in the stands at Cajon in the early to late 70s. I went to New Mexico for 4 years, and over there I became a firefighter paramedic volunteer.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And when I came back here, I had to find something to do. So I went out to the racetrack, and I asked the gentleman, what's going on? And he hooked me up with the director and the crew, and I went to work.
And you volunteer your time?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
And when you say, the whole crew's volunteer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
on the coldest
what about the
of
supplies?
Nights?
What about, because I mean, you know, that's not just a truck with an extinguisher in the back seat.
No.
So does the track provide you with all the product, chemicals?
No, we have a sponsor.
Oh, who?
And who is that?
Who?
Anita Fire.
Did you hear that, Anita Fire? Okay.
Fire Hose.
See, I do this.
That's
awesome. I do this to the little kids. You know, I yell at the little kids when they don't mention their sponsor.
Thank you, Anita Fire.
Yeah.
Thank you from a driver.
So how long have they been sponsoring you?
About 10, 15 years at Barona.
That's a commitment.
At Barona, yeah.
Yeah. Where else do they go?
I don't know where they go, but they're a fire service company.
Are you saying that because you've been at other tracks? That's why you're saying it that way?
Yes.
Yeah. Cajon and Cocoa Pop?
Well, I mean, they figured it out. You know, I mean, where do you want the best fire suppression period, at a racetrack.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the old Chevy van?
That is in El Cajon, part hidden.
Why?
Because it's not conducive to the dirt in Verona. We took it up there.
Tried it.
A couple years ago, beat it to death.
Like a van, like you'd be inside.
You know what I knew what I'm going to do, or what I'm going to work on you with? Lenny at the San Diego Automotive Museum is going to do a Cajon Speedway corner. Are you aware of this?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's already got Mr. Gay has the Cajon sign.
Yeah.
That he's tired of dragging everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
So he's going to donate it to the auto museum, and that's going to be the focal point
for Cajon Speedway stuff.
And then you just want Tom standing in the corner there?
No, I want the truck.
Okay.
Because more people, and it's not like you're going to give it to them unless you want to. I mean, whoever owns it will still be the owner of it. But I think wax it up really good, because I'm sure it's in excellent shape, right?
It's covered.
Covered. Okay. Can you imagine having that down there and any paraphernalia or stuff from the good old days on that truck? I just think it would be good for the general public here in San Diego that, you know, follow Cajon Speedway and cry every day when they drive by that empty dirt lot.
Yeah.
So we'll talk off air.
Okay.
But I just wanted to plant that seed. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, Mr. Baker.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. Just following the old guy?
Yeah, I've been with Tom since we moved up to Verona.
Yeah.
Ask him how they became friends. Ask him how they became so tight.
What? Your jaw broke? You got lockjaw or something? Go ahead. Whip it out, girl.
No, I like it. He seemed to be, I don't know if I use the word, fond of Tom
Doesn't he have a great radio voice?
Yeah, he does.
Thanks.
But you just seem pretty tight, you two. And I asked you
So
why.
How did you guys meet?
I started racing at Cajon Speedway in 1994 in the Bomber Stock Division.
Okay.
And unfortunately got into a bad incident, backed it in against the wall, no doing of my own, and
met him the hard way
and his crew. Out.
They had to cut me out of the car.
Oh.
And ever since then, I think Tom and I have had a pretty special bond.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, funny how an angel flies over and saves your life.
Angel, yeah. I'm telling you.
Well,
plus his dad worked out there on the tow trucks with Robert at Cajon also.
Okay.
And
so
when,
you
and when Robert's dad blood. Robert's dad was having some health issues, and Robert came up to us and said, keep an eye on my dad, will you? And so we always kept an eye on his dad.
Sure. So that's where
it's very deep.
Yeah. And yours is also a volunteer position, correct?
Absolutely.
Do they at least feed you?
Otter Pops. Sometimes the driver brings Otter Pops.
Yeah, we have a great driver in the dwarf class that does that for us.
Yeah, do we know anybody in that
Popsicles.
Class?
Popsicles. I used to bring cookies.
Yeah, cookies. Yeah.
What about the bacon sandwiches? Oh, you keep those.
They don't come to local tracks. Bacon.
We usually pick up sandwiches from Antonelli's Deli.
That's a good call.
It's so funny you say that, because every time I get a kid in here and we're interviewing him, she or he rattles off the advertisers. You need a food sponsor.
Because
remember, Antonelli's, man, they used to sponsor the heck out of Cajon Speedway.
Yeah, and they still do Verona also.
Yeah, and their food.
Such a good sponsor. Yummy.
I stopped. The only thing I didn't like about it was the menu was way too big for me.
You have to wait for a while, too.
Yeah. Well,
I was smarter than that. I went in at 2, they close at 2.
4.
Oh, was it 4? Then I must have went in about 3:15 or something. So I tried to get into a window, and it wasn't bad. I walked in, a little bit of a line. What do you got, dear?
Me?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you telling?
I had a listener just text.
I had a feeling.
There's a Henkel family in Descanso that's very well liked. They wanted to know if you were related. I was going to ask off air.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have any relatives local except my sisters.
Yeah, there you go. So that's no. Don't feel bad. Everybody thinks I'm related to Bob.
I have people ask me a lot.
Is he related to Bob Stahl Chevrolet?
No.
I'm related to Bob Baker Chevrolet.
Yeah, exactly. So but
not really.
But you're a way nicer guy.
Oh, thanks.
I had a guy come up to me and he had breakfast. He goes, man, I bought a truck from you. It was the best deal ever.
You're welcome.
Don't forget to use the service department. I mean, what else are you going to say to somebody like that? All right, wow. Let's take a quick break. We come back. I don't think Dirt Dude's calling in, or did you take care of that, Mother?
I kind of took care of it. I'm okay. Waiting to hear back.
We are going to get a call from Scott Delosio. Yeah. That's going to be a good interview. Then some more with Tom and Mr. Robert Baker. As soon as we come back from Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're in service, sales, or parts, it's all family to them. In fact, their technicians will work on all the cars you have in your driveway. That's right. Pretty cool. Inventory starting to kick up. It's got a lot of Broncos in there. I think he's even got a Bronco R, but I'm not 100% sure. That's the Raptor in my book. So check him out at ElCajonMotors.com at 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. All right, so we got Tom Henkel and Robert Baker in the house, and we're talking a little bit of Cajon, a whole lot of Barona.
I think they want to make sure. You know, I was thinking about that. You guys volunteer your time on the right. Hottest of days and the coldest of nights, and
first one to arrive, last one to leave.
Yeah, like
pretty
you volunteer
much.
That time, and then I'm sure they don't want me to say this out loud, but I'm going to anyway. I said, "Is there anything you want to make sure we talk about?" And they said, "Promoting Barona."
Yeah.
So like that's the kind of quality
you got
guys
no place,
we have.
You got no place to hang out, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
it just says a lot for your character.
And I agree with you. You know, nothing. I love the Salazars. I think they're just doing a phenomenal job. We just got to keep pushing. We got to get more on TV. We got to get more, you know, doing radio. We've got to keep getting people out there. I used to joke, because I'm real big, I push for the Auto Museum just as hard as I push for Barona. And I tell Lenny every once in a while, I want to be able to walk up to a perfect stranger and says, "Have you ever seen the Auto Museum?" "Oh, yeah, man, that is cool." I want to hear the same thing from Barona. Because how many times do you talk to somebody about Barona Speedway and they have no idea what you're talking about?
Yep, Robert brought that up. They think of the drag strip.
You usually think of the drag strip or the motocross track.
So I wear my jacket, I wear my hat. You know, I try, you know, right now I'm wearing a Paris Auto Speedway because it's the same thing. I mean, Tommy, you know as well as anybody, once a track is gone, it's gone.
It's not coming back.
Never. And if you watch that Dale Earnhardt Jr. Lost Tracks, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that on TV.
Yep. Lost Speedways.
Yep.
I can hardly watch it.
Yeah.
It just literally killed me because I remember when I was a little kid, I grew up on a dirt track. They hired my dad. He was the black sheep. Actually paid him money to go out and try to take out other drivers. Remember they used to do that back in the day just to fill the seats?
Yeah.
Because they knew they'd do it. They wanted to
keep the fire rescue crew busy.
Well, that too, true. I don't think they appreciated it as much as the promoter did.
Yeah.
Because you know, as much as you hate saying an accident, you know, the more you'll get.
I know.
There were some drivers out there going where ticket draws for sure.
Oh. Yeah.
Steve always says that. When we
seriously. And they were good draws, you know, like Oberman?
Absolutely.
Who didn't love him?
Ron Oberman was a
great guy. Oberman?
Yeah.
Everybody loved Ronnie. You know, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better than that. Then you get a Tamborelli.
Ooh, he's calling out people. I like it.
I'm saying when he's on the track, right?
Right.
Was he not aggressive?
Yes, he was.
And you're so polite.
No, I like.
Well, I have to be.
Well, no, I understand. But see, and I think one time I did. I got like Oberman, Tamborelli, what's his name? Teska. And one other guy, Bordeman, all to come in and do radio.
Yeah.
They said, "What are you, freaking crazy?" Because they were all running for a championship at the time. They said, "You can't put all those guys together."
Yes,
yeah, it'll be
can.
Fun. I got Tom McGrath. We had the best time. But then after I told everybody who was coming in, they told me what it could be a free-for-all. Then I freaked out. I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be the worst radio show I ever did. But there's stories you could tell. You're just too political.
Well, you know, I was thinking.
Right?
No, I could tell some stories, but it's just kind of hard to do. I mean, I remember. I'll tell you a story.
Give us
Go
one,
ahead.
Tom.
We're here, sir.
Okay, there was, you know, Jerry Gase. Quite the race car driver out there at Cajon, and he won the Street Stock Championships, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
He's up in the sportsman division, and he got into an incident one evening, and he just went off on us, trying to get him out of the car, you know, just settle him down. And he just went off on all of us.
The safety crew.
Yeah. And we said, oh, fine. We backed off.
What,
and went
get
away.
Yourself out?
Well, he could get out. He wasn't hurt. We were just checking up on him.
Yeah, of course. But he was so angry.
Yeah. And he just kind of blew us off. So we just, okay, fine, went away. So the next week, we're out there in the staging area before we went on the racetrack, before races started, and Jerry came up and he said, I want to apologize to you guys. I go, hey, Jerry, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you just write a sign, and we'll put it up here on the dashboard. You won't have to come by and see us every week.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, every driver, they have their time, their incidents and whatnot, and you ignore.
There's emotion. There's adrenaline.
You ignore that.
Yeah, you just can't do your job. If you're not thick-skinned in a sport where adrenaline is high as a tree, then you don't need to be in it.
And you have to also realize that these people, these race car drivers, they have a fear, and they never talk about it.
Yeah.
It's fire.
Right.
And so they are very nice to us. And cordial.
Generally speaking.
And cordial when they walk by. There's, hi, how are you? Arm's length distance. And I told a lot of the crew members, do not solicit shirts, hats, or anything from the drivers.
Right.
Because they feel they have to give it to you so you'll save them.
Yeah.
So don't solicit goodies.
Don't put that monkey on their back.
Don't solicit stuff like that. And just, leave them be.
Yeah.
And
because really, you're a tool. No offense. You're a tool.
You just called our guest a tool, David.
Well, I know. And I knew you were going to say.
Oh, my gosh, Robert.
But I knew you were going to say that.
That's what he said. I mean, if we were to type it.
Okay, but you couldn't live without this tool, okay? but I mean, that's how drivers really need to look at you guys. I mean, they can be cordial on how you doing, Tom.
They are.
But you know what I'm saying? And that's the line. And that's the line you've drawn. You know, don't take hats. Don't take shirts. Don't put them in a bad situation, because they already got enough to think about.
Let's just be professional and do our jobs.
Correct.
And there are many people out there that have been very fortunate not to solicit our service.
Yes.
And they haven't. Yeah. And there are some that have.
Right.
And until they do, they don't realize
how important
it is.
Yeah. Because you guys go through training, right?
Most of it's hands-on training
on the job,
I mean, when you get you know how to deal with electrical fires, you know how to deal with oil fires,
yes,
you know how to deal with. I mean, you're just not standing around wondering what's going to happen. How am I going to deal with it?
No, we've all been doing it so long.
Yeah,
Dave Howerson, Dave Cox, Jeff Stoddard, Patrick. You know, we've all been together following Tom's lead, and we learn from experience. Sometimes it's good experiences. Unfortunately, there's the bad ones, and we all enjoy the sport so much,
right.
And the racers, they do show us a lot of respect after they calm down sometimes, but they do come by and say hi and show us respect, sure. and
that's some of them gives you cookies and
we've been known to take
who would do that?
Cookies and other good stuff.
So. Somebody that wants a trophy.
Participation trophy.
You got one. You should have it right. Hey, you should set that thing right there on top of the controller so I can look at it.
Well, I have to get it out of the clutches of my mother.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. But, you know, so how many years you been with him since?
I've been with Tom at Barona since we took over in 2005. So.
Okay, 2005.
Yeah. That's a commitment.
Absolutely.
And I already asked him about 2023, and the answer is?
As long as Tom's there, I'm there.
Yeah, that's basically...
Thank you, Ruff.
That's basically the way the crew is. If I decide to retire, I think they're all going to retire.
Oh,
I got a sneaky feeling you're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Depends on how much money the Salazars come up for us.
Mm. But aren't you our...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. Say that. You want to repeat that again
slower?
Yeah,
you want to write that on a piece of paper because he does listen.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about her.
Well, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. I if we could double and triple the seat attendance...
Oh, absolutely. We've got to get as many fans
in
the stands.
Then they could throw some money your way. And I'm sure they would.
You've had to work on some fans before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't just leave them alone?
No.
I think they've stopped races before because,
We're responsible for all participants in the pits, in the stands, everywhere. Something happens.
Something happens. We're
there. Have you delivered a baby?
No.
Okay.
No, but we have dealt with pregnant women in the yes. stands
yeah.
that are going like through issues.
Hot day, they stink.
Issues. Yeah, we have to go up there and, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Dave, I want to address my comment about how much money the Salazars have, whether I would do it or not. That's not the case. You know that.
I'm in it
for the love of the sport and the fans and
that's
stuff.
That's why you're there.
And that's why I'm there.
No, so. I get it. And see, they understand this show is brutally honest. Yeah. Okay.
We love the Salazars.
Actions speak louder than words. Your long hours speak loudly.
Yes. And that's really what's important. And like I said, I personally believe if they had enough income coming off that track, I'm sure there would be something towards you guys. Not that we're planting seeds or anything like that, because you guys are just totally invaluable. And the Salazars have told that to me more than once. But you guys come with such an amazing reputation. I think that's the key to your success.
I think so.
I really
I think
do.
So.
And I think that is well deserved to say that. Have you guys been put into any Motorsports Hall of Fames?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Yeah.
Better get on that, Dave.
Well,
it seems pretty tight with that museum guy.
The problem in the ones that don't go in the Hall of Fame, could care less where they went in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Until they went into the Hall of Fame, then they'd be proud.
Are you guys looking for any members, or are you full? You complete?
Yeah. You don't seem to have
Robert, do you complete, Tom?
We as a group... complete, Tom. Yeah. I think.
But do you have openings? Weren't some of your crew military?
Yes. In the past, they were.
Yeah,
yes.
And a lot of them would be shipping out and shipping in. So
yes.
But you're good right now.
But right now you're good.
We're good.
So you keep it to a certain limit. You know exactly how many.
Yeah.
Not too many. Not one
There's
less.
There's only so exactly. many spots. Tom, where'd you say you were? Top middle of the bed.
Yes.
The headboard.
And you're hanging on for dear life, right, Robert?
Right tailboard.
You know, tailboard. I had a listener text me and ask if you ever came off.
Me personally? No, yeah. I have not been removed from that truck by doings of the drivers, fortunately. We have had a couple of people, unfortunately, that have had that experience.
Knock on wood. Well, all right. Let's take a break, and we're going to be coming back. Sent it to you, and I forgot to write it on my piece of paper, but we have a person from Paris.
A father and a daughter, right?
It looks like Tyson Talkington is calling in today. He won the Superstock Championship this year, and his daughter won the Mini Dwarf title. We're not quite sure if she's calling in. He'll be back in a Superstock next year that he is heavily involved in, the Mini Dwarf Racing Organization here at Paz. It's Paris Auto Speedway, as well as the Mojave Valley Raceway. So let's take a break. Come back. If you guys want to chat with him or make a comment, just hold your finger up, just like Brittany does, except she scrapes the ceiling.
It depends on how much I want to say it.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, that's like right there, that's yelling. All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Out. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This is brought to you by Pedestal Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to parisautospeedway.com and go to their website. Keep calling the state of California so they'll get this water main thing straightened out and leave Paris Auto Speedway alone. All right, hey, we have got a very special guest on the line. I read it, and I didn't write it down again.
Tyson Talkington.
All right. Hey, Tyson, how's it going?
How we doing?
Hey, champ.
Hey, have you got your daughter there, too?
No, she's up in the house playing with her brother.
Oh, my goodness. He had an opportunity to be on Racer Radio. No, I'm only kidding. So, what are you doing during the winter? Getting ready for next season? Since you just knocked it out of the park last season, I mean, now what are you going to go do?
We're still continue on and getting in trouble for still being in the garage, getting told, you know, the season's over.
It's never over.
It's only a short time. We got to keep it going again.
For our listeners, would you please let them know what championship division you won?
We did the, obviously 22 Paris Auto Speedway Superstock Championship this year.
Wow. But don't you love when they say we?
Aw,
did you catch that? Did you catch that? And he did it without even thinking,
that's,
right?
Who are the Wees, Tyson?
Oh man, there's so many people that you can't even think of that are behind it.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
I got a really good group of friends and stuff like that that help, and sponsors, and you know what I mean. Without them, couldn't do it.
Yeah, but let's talk to the one that allows you to live in the garage. I think that would be the wife.
The one that reminds him he's in the garage.
Yeah, I appreciate everything she's done.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her and her dad actually bought me the car.
No kidding.
Wow.
See, okay, so if your wife was standing there, what I would do is when dinner comes, just put it in a dog bowl. And then just slide the dog bowl in the garage, and I'll bet you'll figure out you want to go in. Sit down and have a nice meal with your family, right?
Oh.
No, she don't go that far. She ends up, you know, after about the second phone call, it's either going to be in the microwave or get your butt in here.
Yes.
Nobody likes microwave warmed up of anything. So you're going to run the same series, going to just go for another...
A repeat?
I mean, why not?
We are.
Yeah.
That way it's skill.
We're not giving up.
Right. Are you going to... I take it this is a class for you. You're kind of comfortable like an old pair of slippers.
Yeah. We really enjoy this class.
Well, you got it all figured out.
We got about 4 or 5 cars that come out of my garage and stuff like that.
Whoa.
With buddies and my father-in-law and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we got a good group of us that, you know, we show up and it's like sometimes it's us versus them, it seems like.
That's funny.
You know what you ought to do? Because I used to just do destruction derby, and every time I'd go to a track, this is way back when, this six-car car transporter would roll in, 6 Cadillacs, all black, all numbered 6X, 6B, 6C, 6C. They take all the money and leave.
Oh.
So you might as well stay in your class, perfect it, and just start taking money home. What a concept.
Oh, that's always the goal. Sometimes everybody thinks it worries about the money, but you know what I mean? To me, it's all about the win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Money there is nice to have. So, but.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't you kind of look at it as the challenge of building? Because you're building a car. You know, it's not like you're going down to the dealership and, you know, and they give you one and you slap a number on it and go out and, you know, do well. I mean, but when you actually, with your bare hands, I mean, put this thing together, then go out and do what you did, that's quite an accomplishment, I think. Don't you think, Brittany?
I do.
I agree. It's fun learning and little things you can do to them to make them better, you know. And coach out at Paris says, he goes, the reason why you won is because in the off season, he goes, you spent more time out here practicing and testing than anybody else. He goes, and that's where I see it.
The separation is in the preparation. That's what the godfather of dwarf cars used to say.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Dameron, he'd always say that.
Really?
So when you're talking about, I'm thinking of the memories, because he used the word we, and now he has a daughter that's in the mini dwarfs. It's got to be the memories driving you as well.
How old is she?
She's 6.
Oh,
okay. Here's what you do.
Dwarfs.
You go down to Staples, and you buy her a diary.
Oh, okay.
And then you send me the bill, and that'll be a gift from Racer Radio, because if she writes down one page a night before she goes to bed, her whole life till she's 40, you know, 50, whatever, would that not be a number one bestseller and probably the best movie you ever seen? Especially with what she's got her. I mean, think about it. I tell you guys all the time, because if I'd have done it, I wouldn't be talking to you. I'd be down at the beach probably.
With your millions of dollars.
With my millions of dollars.
She's a champion as well at 6. Is that what I hear?
Yes, she did the sportsman's class for the mini dwarfs this year at Paris.
Right. That's on the inside track, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We run there with the SoCal Oval Carters.
Right. And
She was there every race, and she gave it her all.
You know, Barona Speedway has a sportsman mini dwarf division. If you ever come down south.
Yeah.
Yes, we when she first started, yes, we did. We went down there a few times, and then we got in with the SoCal Oval Carters, and we started like running Sundays and Saturdays.
Right.
And then it kind of what it is it conflicted in a way with Barona's schedule, with Paris's schedule, and
right.
going to Mojave and running also too, and running the kids out there, and we got a pretty good program going on out there with those kids out there,
sure.
and stuff, and it just.
Well, yeah,
every time we tried to go down there, it conflicted.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's been our goal. If we could get all the local tracks within a certain distance to kind of get on a schedule, and maybe even have a series within, you know, the four tracks, whatever the case may be.
It's like
be.
A chess game, though, with the different divisions.
It is, and you know, I hate to say it, you know, some promoters are like, "Well, I want to do this, I want to do that." So it is what it is. At that point, you just pick and choose what you get and. Go with it.
And she cares. She doesn't care. She just likes to drive and win, right? Just like her dad.
She's the social butterfly, let's just put it
I was thinking that. Does she go around and play in the pits with all the other drivers before and after the race?
Oh, at Paris, when we're there, she's got all of her friends, and so they all play together, and then they go out on the track, and then it's like, well, we're not friends now.
Yeah.
As soon as they come back in, and then they're totally right to... Yeah. Back to playing again,
yeah,
and stuff. So,
and mom and the dads and the moms are over in the corner arguing and fighting with each other. Your kid pushed my kid, and the kids don't even care. They're just having a great old time.
No, and the kids don't care, and they'll come in. Ha ha! I got you. Like, I'm like, no, let's keep that to a minimum.
Yeah, exactly. So you basically got a two-car team, right?
Yeah, between me and her, yes, two cars. And she actually finished second in Mojave's points championship as well, and I also finished second out there also.
Wow. So I know six is super young, but does she do anything on the car at all yet?
No, but getting her to wash it is about all I can do.
That's a start.
Well, I think you already hit it on the head when you said she was a butterfly, a social butterfly. Oh. Now, you know that equates to arrive and drive.
Oh, boy.
In other words, she's probably not going to get her nails broken or get her fingers dirty, but as long as you got my car ready, Dad, I'm ready to go. Makeup.
We can't do that. She gets a little too. Do you start playing makeup and stuff? So.
That's so funny.
As soon as you start throwing the makeup thing out there, she goes from 6 to 16. And it's like, no.
We'll put up. Yeah, put
maybe she could start watching Growing Up Garage.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No, but I've heard about it a lot and stuff like that, and I'll point her at it.
Summer
well,
project.
maybe have her do one as well. Well,
yeah,
have because you know have it growing up, but with a you know with a girl, this time.
Twist.
So I got to tell you, since this you'll appreciate this. So a buddy of mine's daughter, I think she's like four years old. She comes in to at night, seeing her dad and her mom, and she goes, "Hey, Dad," she says, "I need to sneak out tonight." So, and he went, "What did you say?" He said, "Well, I need to sneak out tonight." And he goes, "What are you talking about?" She says, "I don't know what it means, but all my friends, that's what they're going to do. So I need to do it too."
I was gonna say,
well, I'm only saying it because it sounds like that's what he's
16.
Got. I think he's got his hands full.
He's got his hands full.
Yeah, but as long as she wins, who cares, right? As long as we got a trophy. No, I'm only kidding. So when is your when do you let's see when are you gonna how much time have you got between now and first race? How far out?
I guess we're supposed to have our schedule out. I think on the 15th. We're supposed to have a schedule, and then we will be running between here and Mojave.
Gotcha.
So once I get Paris's schedules done, we will complete with the schedule for the minis to run out there and run the super stocks out there on the same night.
All right. Well, since this signal goes everywhere and we're podcasted around the world, if somebody wanted to get involved with maybe, say, Mojave, do you have a contact information for those guys? We need to get them on and chat with them. like Mojave?
Yes, I actually do. I do have Ronnie Myers. He's the guy for out there to chit and chat with and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, what we need to do is get that information. Because one thing, if you haven't noticed, what we do here is we try to support as many local tracks as we possibly can. Everything from Kokopa to out in Imperial Valley. They just opened up another little dirt track. We don't know where that's going to go, but they're only doing a very limited group. It's at the fairgrounds. And then, of course, you know, any place we can find to help, like Parasolo Speedway, because what we have sitting in the room with us are the longest running safety crew, Tom Hinkle and Michael Baker, just part of the team that ran out of Cajon Speedway and now Barona. So they've been sitting in here listening. And, you know, just throw a few words out to the safety crews that you've dealt with in your time.
No, the safety crews at Paris, they've been really good. You know what I mean? They're right there when you need them.
Yep.
And Mojave has they got a really good crew, and the staff out there, they're unbelievable. They're really good people.
Totally, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, man, it's always good talking to you. Say hi to your little superstar, and maybe where are you based at?
I'm in Riverside.
Well, if you ever decide you want to just take a little staycation and you come to Barona, let me know ahead of time. Scott will give you my contact info. And what I would do is if one or both of you are driving, I'll put you on local television, and let's see how she does in front of a TV camera. What do you think?
Oh, man. we'll give her a shot at it, man. She kind of chokes up a little bit on the microphone. She gets all nervous and stuff like that. Donnie put us on with Night of Destruction their last night out there. And we did a demo. And man, the crowd went nuts over them. It was so cool. Okay. I mean, just standing there, and they were foot rumbling when the kids were out there, and the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I was like, oh, man, this is cool.
All right.
So hey. I was so excited for the kids. So
let's make that happen. I mean, because we bring them to KUSI all the time. So doors open, just let us know. Good talking to you, man. This has been a blast.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little bit more. With Michael
the Guardian
and
Angels.
Tom, the Guardian Angels.
Robert.
Robert.
We'll include Robert, too.
What did I say? Michael?
I've been called a lot worse.
Yeah. Try Bob. All right. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Certified Car Clinic sponsors this segment. They got a dyno, dude. So if you get anything done to your car, throw it on the dyno. Make sure it's done right. And he's become Mr. Mopar. So you might want to check him out. He seems to be having some of the fastest Mopars out there. Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Who's that?
Sprung. Thank you, Brandon.
That is a cool song.
It's a little different than usual.
That's right. He can't come to KUSI because he's an international champ, international star, according to Tommy. So we got Mr. Hinkle in the house.
And Mr. Baker.
And they are, as Brittany so appropriately.
The Guardian Angels.
They are the safety crew at Barona Speedway. They started at Cajon Speedway. 1,000,000% volunteer.
Wow.
How many races have you missed, Tom? And how many
in 40 years?
Get up here to the mic.
Wow.
Look at that. He's already started. Three in how many years?
40.
How many have you missed?
A little more than three.
Okay. Well, we'll let you get
That's
away
okay.
with it.
Okay. I have a feeling Tom doesn't want to toot his own horn, so I'm going to look at you here, Mr. Baker. Was it a couple of years ago that Barona really recognized Tom? Was it like an old fashioned.
Absolutely.
Fire snare? What was that all about? If you could jog my memory.
Two seasons ago, Mark Rose and several other people helped put together a anniversary evening for Tom Hinkle and all of his services for the many and many years. And Mark Rose had a beautiful trophy done up out of an old style metal gas can
from
NASCAR days and whatnot. And it was painted up very nicely, and a few drivers autographed it. And
I got to meet some of them.
Tom's beautiful, now deceased, unfortunately, wife Rose was put on the trophy as well.
No kidding.
As a memory, and his current wife Dawn was there in presence at the presentation, as along with a lot of other drivers from Cajon.
Yeah,
it's some
old school guys came out.
We had Mark Meech. We had Mark Norris.
There was
tons of them.
Dame's gone by.
Ron Esau.
Yep, that's where I met him, and then brought him in. Yeah,
that right there's that's good that he was able to share that with you. Were you surprised, or did they catch you off guard?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I was.
Did you tear up, Tom?
Don't you?
Did I what?
Tear up.
Oh yeah.
Don't you hate it when they catch you?
Well, we were in the pits taking our break.
Eating your sandwiches from Antidelli's.
Yes. You gotta go. Where? We drive out to the
start finish line.
There's all kinds of cars out there. I go, what's
that?
What's going
on? Is there an accident I didn't catch?
Yeah, and then they said, come down here. So I get off the truck, and there's Mark standing there. He's got this big thing in the dirt covered in a rag, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it is just a thing at this time.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
It was covered up.
Yeah. And they, then Mark Rose had a few things to say.
Were they all nice?
He got pretty.
Were they all
up.
True?
Yeah. Yes.
Rose did?
Mark Rose. Big Mark Rose.
That
got
big old teddy bear got choked up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's a softie.
And he turned it over to Mark Norris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mark Norris had a few things to say.
Yeah.
And then.
The unveiling?
Yes. Yeah.
What'd you think? Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was.
Did you even know what it was at first?
No.
You just thought, well, who left their gas can?
No, I knew what it was. When the thing uncovered, I went, wow. And then they showed me and presented it, and I was like, wow.
And people autographed it, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drivers autographed it.
From old times.
Yeah.
Where is it right now?
It's at my house.
Where?
On a statue with a big light that comes down on it.
Yeah, is it at the dinner table every night with you?
No.
It's in the bathroom.
No, it's over in the corner.
And you know you could look at it every day when you get up and come out.
Yes, I can.
You can rub it for good luck.
So, knowing you, that's
probably the last thing
on the planet you would have ever expected.
Yes, it was.
Because you're not looking for any accolades. You just want to enjoy life, right?
Very humble.
Very humble. Just want to enjoy life. Yeah. Do what you love. Help save people. Help people, what have you. Yeah, no, I get it.
Let your actions speak louder than your words.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But you know what I like more than anything? You got that award while you're still here.
Yeah. And still working.
But I hate it when they give people awards when they're gone.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate. I know that you hate it.
Well,
but
you'll take it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that people often wait too long. Yeah.
But that just tells you the family you have at Barona.
Oh, absolutely.
For them to think far enough in advance to give you an award that you can cherish for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
No, I think that's huge.
No,
that's huge.
It is.
I would have done a replica of the safety truck. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just what I would do.
Oh, you didn't
little
come
model,
up with the idea,
cut
Dave.
Cut the roof off, have some mannequins stand up inside.
You
going to do anything different next year? Or you guys, like, why change something that ain't broke?
We're going to continue doing what we do.
Yeah, just do it. And you know what? I'm not going to bring up the R word because that's your choice.
Yeah.
And the last thing you need is pressure. Retirement.
Oh.
No.
Can tell you.
I was thinking a different word.
She was a little confused, wasn't she?
Yeah. Thinking a different word. Thank
what
you.
What word were you?
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on air.
Okay, that's what
I know what word you were thinking of.
Right? Probably. Then you both are terrible.
No. Well, I think it comes from the teaching aspect of our lives.
Anywho,
Well, because it's you'll know when it's
keeps
time.
Keeps you young.
Yep. I'll never.
How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking? Because no one's dating him.
He's 71 young years.
Oh, you're younger than I am. And I only say that, not bragging, but I'm 77. And you don't see me.
Oh, I wish the listeners could see his reaction.
But you don't see me. I'm not leaving this. I'm staying with this. But mine's a lot harder than yours.
You are, Dave.
I mean, yours is a lot harder than mine, bouncing around the back of a truck.
I'm not going to let this go. Tom, listeners, cannot believe how old Dave is. It's not fair to radio listeners.
It's how old do you think you would be if you didn't know how old you were today?
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's how we go through life. Yeah. You will drive, you will ride on the back, I can give you you'll ride on the back of that truck. Let's just put it that way.
I will.
You're not going anywhere.
I don't plan on it.
Because he wants your spot.
No, I do not want his spot. I'll give you a little story about this season if we got time real
quick. Yes, we do. Perfect.
We were rolling into the last race of the season, and prior, Tom and I check in quite frequently throughout the week, and as do the rest of his crew.
Sure.
He wasn't feeling so well. And I knew it was going to be a blustery Saturday night, if you will. And I told him point blank, I said, I don't want you out there.
Yeah.
It's not good for your health.
Just take
the
day off.
I don't need
you
to take a step back. And he fought it. He did not want to miss the track and miss the last night of the season. But reluctantly, he did stay home that night, and we kept in contact with him.
And he's better for it today, I'll bet you.
Yes. Here he is.
Was it the right decision, Thomas?
Absolutely.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Good job.
So. But you would have gone if no one would have stopped you.
I would have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
I would have.
Mainly, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, if something was to happen at the track, heaven forbid, and you weren't there.
I don't want to think about it.
But, my point exactly. So you were going to go.
Yes.
Well, he is bigger than you.
No, I think what it has a lot to do with is the fact of how much we all respect Tom.
Sure.
And what he has shown us over the years.
Running a crash truck.
We could never replace him,
right?
Nor do we want to have to do that.
More than just running a crash truck.
Absolutely. He's a great friend, loyal friends.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from this old guy.
Absolutely.
He's been around
a time or two. How can Dave call him old guy?
You got a great point there.
I know. I never thought. I should call him the kid. Hey, he's the kid. That's what I'm going to start calling him from now on, the kid. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'll take it.
There you go. I'd take it, too. So hopefully you guys have some fun. You're always welcome to come in. Always welcome to tell stories. If we can get a bunch of the old-timers together, I've got an hour up the road from 12 to 1. You know, we could come in and do just a cajon, you know, and talk about and tell stories.
Do that, Dave, but I think definitely we need to keep promoting Barona.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
We've got to get people out to those grandstands.
Butts in the seat. Take your own food. Camp out there if you like. Self-contained, please. They've got great
food.
Bring your own food. Bring your own beer. Spend the night. Hang out with the drivers.
Good racing.
Don't get too close to the pits. You may end up getting a job.
Yeah.
Or a race car.
Here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.